Several people praised Purdue and the Trump administration's push to roll back government regulations. Chris Voigt, the executive director of the Washington State Potato Commission, had his own specific regulation he wants reviewed.
There was kind of an interesting rule that went into effect with the last administration in school breakfast that said before a school could serve potatoes at breakfast, you had to serve two what they called underserved vegetables prior to serving the potatoes. And I think the intent was to get kids to try other stuff. The problem is it's not working because there's no kid that's going to eat kale or spinach for breakfast. And so essentially the school districts have said, we've just stopped serving vegetables for breakfast.
Voigt asked the Department of Agriculture to review the rule and give potatoes a chance to get back onto school breakfast menus. While the tone of the meeting was positive, Purdue did field some tough questions about the president's trade policies from people such as Michelle Hennings. She's the executive director of the Washington Association of Wheat Growers.
Mr. Secretary, what am I supposed to tell my farmers when they call in this uncertain times asking me how the government is going to help them get through the trade environment?
Glenn Squires followed from the Washington Grain Commission.
Some of these relationships that we have, that markets have been built over 60 years, 60, 70 years, we recognize that markets take a long time and a lot of money to develop, but they can be lost very quickly because we're in a competitive world. There's a lot of suppliers of wheat out there, and we know that if we lose a market, one that we're worried really about is Japan.
By dropping out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement,
we are essentially handing our market, number two market, 820,000 metric tons, to Canada and Australia.
Purdue acknowledged many industries are going through what he calls trade disruption. Speaking to reporters afterward, he said the administration is working to develop bilateral trade agreements with three of the U.S.'s most important trade partners, Mexico, Canada, and China. With the presidential election now over in Mexico, he hopes that agreement will be wrapped up soon.
We're trying to open up other markets as well in the Pacific Rim, the Indonesias, the Malaysias, the Thailands, the Vietnams, and others to grow the market here. The productive capacity of the Northwestern farmers is immense in this soft wheat, and the only place in the United States it's grown, so the world loves it, and we've got to figure out how to get more trade to get it out there.
Purdue said with all the uncertainty surrounding trade, he's pressing the president to give farmers some security as they near their harvests.
There's a legitimate anxiety over there about do I sell my crop at these low prices or do I hold on or what? The mitigation strategy we refer to will hopefully give farmers some idea whether they should hold those crops or sell them, and if they hold or sell, what they can expect from the government. My timeline for that is to give them some indication of that by Labor Day so they can make marketing decisions.
Kathy McMorris-Rogers says she's encouraging the administration, as it carries on its campaign over tariffs, to remember who is in the middle of the debate.
Whatever we do, we need to make sure that we're keeping the farmer, whether it's apples or wheat or cherries, at the forefront, recognizing that these markets have taken many years to develop and they can be lost overnight.
McMorris-Rogers says Congress continues to negotiate a new farm bill that she believes will include many of the same programs that local farmers are supporting. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.